Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, and we're very pleased to be joined on our Sutherland studio line this morning by Cass Coughlin, who's the Director of Residential Life, and Blythe Eddy, Senior Director for the Center for Student Involvement. It is about go time. It is about show time on the campus of Emporia State. Cass, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
How are you?
Pleased to join you.
Yeah, it's always great to talk to you. Blythe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good.
Outstanding. Well, we know the classes begin August 22nd, which means new students get to move in next week. Cass, how close are we to getting those students back on campus?
We, you can cue the music. It's final countdown.
I missed that.
Week from today, we'll be outside, and I am very happy, Chuck. Good job on the weather forecast.
Thank you.
I hope it holds. You get an A-plus in my book.
Well, that's good, although I could wind up failing depending on how things go next week.
That's true.
So how do things work here for Hornet Move-In? Is this going to be pre-pandemic flow? Is it going to be still kind of pandemic flow? Or are you going to have kind of a hybrid approach getting in here to move in next week?
Yeah, you know, there have been, I've shared this with a few folks, that there are some things that we learned that we changed during COVID, and we're like, huh, that's a really smart way to do that. And so we're going to continue to do those things. Probably the big highlight that we're excited to bring back this year are Hornet Helpers. And so faculty, staff, current students, different student organizations have signed up to volunteer and help our new Hornets arrive and get moved in. So we're very excited. We've missed that the past 2 years, and we're ready to have that be a part of our move-in experience again.
So where exactly will the new student move-in be, Cass?
Oh, so that's one of the things we're going to keep. Everybody will come in on the same path, come on the campus, up on Highland, up by the interstate, and come in, and everybody will start by checking in at the Memorial Union, get their Hornet card and their room key, and then they'll go to an unloading zone by their residence also. They'll go over to Shallon Camp or over to the Towers Complex or Abigail Morse, and that's where the Hornet Helpers will be, and they'll help them get unloaded and moved into the room and start getting settled and connected.
Outstanding. Any specific traffic changes that'll go with this? Because I know things move smoothly, but there are lines that develop, especially during the peak move-in times.
There are. So one of the things we did divide up the arrival times a little bit more. The past couple of years, we've done 30-minute windows, and this year we moved it to 15, so we'll have fewer people arriving more often. So maybe it'll get a better stagger and not have it as long a lines develop. And we did just a minor change where, in terms of how students and their families will get into the parking lot by the union, Bill McKernan over in Building Services had a suggestion, and that was one of those things we all looked at, and we were like, yeah, that makes a lot more sense. And so just a small adjustment on that front, and then the 15-minute increments. So hopefully the lines won't be as long or maybe none at all.
So how do the residential halls, how's everything looking, Cass?
Oh, you know, I was thinking about that this morning. It's Murphy's Law. You know, all summer long, everything's going along great. And then it's like, oh, look, there's a stain on that ceiling tile. And it's like, gosh, come on. But we're in good shape. The staff, our maintenance and custodial staff, they're the best. They're just so good to work with. And they take such good pride and care for what they do. And so we'll, you know, last year I said it's the most wonderful time of the year, and this year we're making our list and checking it 2, 3, 5 times. But we're in good shape. We're ready. You know, residence halls are just buildings. It's the students and residents that really animate them, and so we're ready. We're excited to have them coming back.
Outstanding. Let's bring Blythe Eddy in as we talk about orientation and Welcome Week activities. And Blythe, let's talk a little bit about, I guess, the way it sounds is it's going to be busy for everybody on campus because you have move-in next Thursday, and it sounds like orientation is beginning that same day.
It sure is. The students might be a little bit tired after moving in, and their resident assistants too, but we have a really exciting program for them scheduled at 8 o'clock that night. It's called Play Fair, the ultimate icebreaker. And so it's a company we've used before. We haven't been able to bring them back since COVID, and we are excited to bring them back. All the students will be in Web Hall, and they will be taken through a lot of different games, just meet and greets with all of their fellow peers and classmates so that they can get to know each other. It's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, I bet they're excited about that. That's a great way to get things kicked off. A little orientation welcome coming up the evening of August the 18th, and gives an opportunity for, I guess, something you mentioned, breaking some ice. I'm sure that's part of it, right, Blythe?
It is. Yeah. And, you know, I've heard over and over again how many students met, you know, either their significant other or their friends for a lifetime just during orientation. So we're excited to be able to bring students together and get them to know each other.
Great to have them back. And after orientation, we mentioned, you know, classes begin for the fall, August the 22nd. And what do you have in store as far as Welcome Week, Blythe?
Well, we have so many activities that I have about 5 sheets of paper in front of me to make sure that I don't miss anything. And this is for all students. Orientation is primarily for new students, but Welcome Week is for all students. So we will get the word out about everything that there is to participate in. One of our biggest events that we are so thankful for partnering with Emporia Main Street on is the Block Party. And I'm sure you guys have witnessed that before, but the number of students who come downtown Emporia to meet and greet with the businesses and nonprofits is pretty awesome, and we are so thankful for Emporia Main Street for putting on that event. And that's Monday night.
We'll be there.
Awesome. You are awesome. Good. Also, Monday night is Monday Night Football, and so if you want to come to Welch Stadium, 7:30 to 9 p.m., there will be the Emporia football team, prizes, food, lots to do, Monday Night Football. So there are events actually every night of the week all the way through the weekend. Just to touch on a few, we have huge activities fair. We have a part-time job fair sponsored by Career Services. Union Activities Council is sponsoring Party on the Lawn, where we will tie-dye probably about 400 shirts. We are really excited about ESU Theater presenting The Underpants. ESU students can go to that from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Free bowling for students at Flint Hills Lanes on Wednesday night. And then we will have a movie on the lawn. We actually get to show Jurassic World Dominion out on the big screen outside. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We might have a guest appearance by a dinosaur.
Cool.
Yeah, so yeah, lots of activities for Welcome Week. They will not be bored, for sure.
Good deal. Also, you know, the fact that Friday nights are back too on the schedule. This was a lot of fun here when those launched, and it sounds like the schedule may actually be expanded from prior years.
That is exactly what I was going to say. Last year we felt we came out strong, but I will tell you this year we are packed, and the variety of events is incredible, and I am really, really excited for these events to take place. The first 6 weeks, we have events every Friday night, and we kick it off with a tailgate on August 26th. That will feature a lot of our teams, athletic teams. It will be hosted by Erin Mickleby herself, and we are really excited. We have a partnership with Emporia First Friday Art Walk. We'll actually have some art in Shallon Camp and King Hall. Fiesta in the Square, celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. We'll have a union takeover night where the entire union will be taken over by student organizations hosting events. We will have water games down near the recreation center, student recreation center, that the staff is putting together some of the more, interactive water games. We've got water slides and 6-1-6-6 water fights. Comedian Eric O'Shea, probably one of the best comedians I've seen in the X number of years I've worked at Emporia State. He's so funny.
He must be
able to breathe. He's really good. One of the top college comedians across the United States. And a beach party down at our new sand volleyball court, and hypnotist David Hall. And we are waiting to release the name of a concert that we'll be able to have too as well during Friday night.
Ooh. September 23rd, I understand, is when that date is.
It is.
Okay.
Yes. So we cannot wait to make that announcement. Hopefully it'll come sooner than later, but yeah, it'll be big.
Cass, how cool is it to see all of these different activities? I mean, you're certainly set up here for the the residents' life side of things, but how important is it to see these other activities launching in at the same time.
Oh, yeah. No, that's, I mean, every, Blythe and I have been in a couple of meetings here in the past day or two, and every time she goes through the list, I get excited, you know, because that's what the architecture of the residence halls is about, building connections, and, you know, it doesn't just happen in the residence halls. You need those events and times to be out there. Play fair sets the tone, just so awesome for the school year and ESU and who we are. I keep trying to get Blythe to spill who the concert's going to be. I haven't had any luck yet, so maybe if you put some on-air pressure. But no, the event's really just it's an awesome way for students to get here and experience Emporia and Lyon County and all the things that we can offer here.
Well, it is time to move forward. New students move in Thursday, August 18th. Fall classes begin Monday, August 22nd, and there is a lot sandwiched in between. But it's always great to have the students in town as Emporia takes on a whole new look when school is in at Emporia State University. That is for sure. Blythe, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Have a great day. Cass, always a pleasure, my friend.
Same. Ron, Chuck, take care. And Chuck, keep that weather forecast looking good.
Boy, I'm going to try.
Thank you.
It's on you, Chuck. All right. That is Cass Coughlin, Director of Residential Life, and Blythe Eddy, Senior Director for the Center for Student Involvement at Emporia State University on the ESU Buzz.